Hey lady, I am so freaking jazzed that you're here. My name is Emily and I am a clinical social worker deeply passionate about what's going on in between our ears. I am here to help build up your toolbox against self-doubt, social comparison, and nasty self-talk to help keep you kind to your mind. You know, we all have something going on in that noggin of ours that isn't always kind. So let's put in the legwork and flex those mindset muscles so that we can move the mountains we were meant to freaking move. Let's go. Hello, my friend. Welcome back to the Kind Mind Project. You know, I was having a feeling that you needed a little reflective pep talk from me, okay? And today, I want to chat with you about the only two people that are worth impressing. There are two people in this world worth impressing. And I want you to think about who those people might be. Who are they? Because first of all, I can tell you who they're not. They are not your mom or your significant other or your boss or your father or your best friend or your children. No. That's not to say that we can't love those people and want the best for them and the best for our relationship, but there are only two people worth impressing. And I'll tell you who I think they are. Number one, your five-year-old self. Who you were at 5 years old. I want you to picture her. What does she look like? What did she like to do? What did she think about? What was she interested in? Really get yourself a good picture of who she was. Who were you at 5 years old? What did you want out of life? What did you dream of? What did you worry about? What kinds of things weighed on your heart at five? And number two, your 85-year-old self. Who is she? It's interesting because, well, we haven't met her yet. We don't know where she is, how she is, what she's doing, but what do you imagine her to be? What do you hope that she is? What do you hope that she is interested in and doing and creating? Who do you hope she is? And get a clear picture of her too. Because there is one thing I believe wholeheartedly. If I'm going to impress anyone in this life, anyone, it is going to be the 5-year-old version of me and the 85-year-old version of me. And here's why. When we're five, we don't know what's coming next. We don't know what's ahead of us. We don't know really how this world works. And there's so much unknown. There's so much also opportunity, right? We don't know what's coming down the pipe. But we do dream pretty big when we're five. This 5-year-old version of us probably dreams the biggest throughout our entire life course. That 5-year-old me probably dreamed the biggest without any hesitation, without any doubt, without any worry or stress or worrying about logistics. That 5-year-old me dreamed hard. And I can guarantee that yours did too. There wasn't a question of if it was possible or if you were good enough or had enough qualifications or had enough resources. It was just dreaming. Just dreaming and hoping and thinking creatively and imagining all of the possibilities. And at some point in our life, we lose that, right? We get smacked in the face with reality and real life and all of those adult things, and we lose that 5-year-old self. And although we're not that same 5-year-old anymore. I do think that we can try really damn hard to do right by her, to impress her as best we can. But what does that look like? What would make 5-year-old me impressed with us? I think that's a number of things. 5-year-old me doesn't yet know that the world is going to be hard. She doesn't know that there are going to be challenges that come her way, probably bigger than she's ever imagined. But you know how we can impress her? The way that we tackle those hurdles. The way that we stand in the face of challenge and rise higher. I imagine if you think of the last difficult thing that you did, 5-year-old you would look at you and say, "Wow, you're incredible. You are stronger than anyone I've ever met because you tackled that with grace." 5-year-old you can't imagine the hurdles that you've overcome and the challenges that you've faced. So how can we impress her? First and foremost, when life gives us shit, we're going to rise above. We're going to tackle challenge with grace and honesty and show 5-year-old you that yes, challenge will happen, but you're also stronger. Remember when I mentioned that 5-year-old you does not even know the amount of possibilities out there? Part of what I think we can do to impress her and honor her is to show her those possibilities, to seek out those opportunities and prove to 5-year-old you that there is so much out there in this world for us to experience, for us to enjoy and grow from. 5-year-old you doesn't really know it yet, but she's begging for those opportunities. She's wide-eyed and dream-worthy and excited for those opportunities. She just doesn't know what they are. And I think it's our job to show her that. I want you to ask yourself what 5-year-old you thought was possible compared to what today you thinks is possible. I can guarantee that it's different. I can guarantee that 5-year-old you thought that anything could happen. And now, today, year old you is full of doubt, full of questions, and probably too much reality and not enough dreaming. But I wonder what would happen if 5-year old you came back into the picture a little bit, was able to knock away some of that doubt, and we were able to prove to her that those thoughts of anything being possible is true. I think by now we know that our doubt is from experience, from all those thinking traps that we find ourselves in. But I think 5-year-old us had a point. I think she wanted the absolute best for us, so let's go get it for her. Let's go get it for her. So yeah, I think silly little 5-year-old us is worth impressing and worth honoring and worth celebrating. And sometimes we need to be reminded that that 5-year-old us was also us. Yeah, we're different now, but that's still a part of us, and we can pull on that. Now, when I say 5-year-old us and 85-year-old us is tricky, because I don't know that second one yet. I don't know anything about her. I don't know where the hell she's going to end up and what she's going to look like and feel like and dream like. I have no clue. I have no clue. But I want her to be so deeply impressed with the way I've carried her for 85 years. I want her to be so deeply impressed with the way that I've used her first 85 years of life. I want her to look back and thank me for those years. But that requires some action. That requires me to push myself out of those comfort zones and pull on my 5-year-old dreams and my today reality and be able to make something that she's able to sit down at 85 years old and say, damn, she worked hard to get me this life. She worked hard and honestly and courageously to get me to where I am. Because the funny thing about 85-year-old you is that she's going to be a hell of a lot wiser, a hell of a lot more experienced, a hell of a lot probably more patient than we are now. I don't know about you, but when I think about that, that's a little intimidating. A little intimidating. Man, 85-year-old me has had all of this life experience, and I'm sure she has tackled things that I can't imagine. I'm a little intimidated by her, but I'm also motivated to do right by her. I know that I'm not going to have all the answers, that I'm not going to know the next step that she would want for me, but the cool thing is I am creating her every day. Every day, a step, one step closer to 85-year-old me. And slowly, I get to know who she is. I get to know who she is, but she also gets to see how she's been made. It's funny because I know that this episode, first of all, is a little bit more wooey than previous ones, but I really, really hope that you take some time today to really dig deeper into who those two people are or who they might be and find some ways that you can motivate yourself to impress them both. Impress them both. Those are the only two people worth impressing. Not bending over backwards for your boss or trying to change yourself for a significant other or trying to impress your parent for everything they've given you. These are all wonderful things, yes, but the most important people to impress, I believe, are these two versions of you. I want you to know them. I want you to know their hearts, their worries, their stressors. I want you to know them, and I want you to honor what they need from you. Because they both need something very different. One is asking you for proof that it's possible, and the other is asking you to courageously build a life that you're proud of. So I'm going to let you go, because hopefully you have some thinking to do. And I know I certainly do too. But let's go impress them. Let's pull away all of the distractions of the world that we live in and the people that we think are supposed to be made to like us and scrolling through the places that we want people to like us and really get back to the true focus of the two people that we can focus on honestly and with pride. Let's go impress them. I love you, home fry, and I'm so proud of 5-year-old you and 85-year-old you. But I'm also proud of you today. You today that is going to seek out a way to impress them both. I love you so much. I'll talk to you soon.
Dude, thank you so much for including The Kind Mind and This Weirdo in your journey. If you vibed with this episode, I would love to connect with you on social media. Go take your takeaways to your Instagram story and tag me so I can thank you for spreading a message that is near and dear to my heart. Thank you for letting me sit in the passenger seat of your personal growth journey. I want to hear about the mountains that you are moving, but Until next time, stay kind to that mind, girlfriend. I'll talk to you soon.